Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen. The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show on 98.5 KLUC.
As usual, let's talk Golden Knights right out of the shoe.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I would have been a lot more excited about that game last night going into it. Like yesterday during the show and everything. I probably would have been even more excited. I wasn't fully aware that we could clinch the playoff spot last night.
Only needed one point.
Until about an hour before the game, I went, what? We can, huh? And then I apologize to anybody who was on my Twitter timeline, because I'm pretty sure I liked and retweeted just about everybody else's tweet that said, we can clinch a playoff spot. And I was like, oh. And then I tell you what, as a sports guy, there's certain places where I really hate my team playing. Hate it.
Okay.
Hate it. Back in the day, hated every time the Seahawks played in Oakland. Never seemed to go well. I don't like it when the Mariners play in Oakland. It seems dark. You watch it on TV, it looks dark. It looks dingy. Looks like it's not nearly as much fun. Same thing, when the Golden Knights play in St. Louis, I go, God, just get out of there.
Yeah.
Just get it over with and get out and just leave.
Okay.
Oh, it's terrible. And then it turns out they showed a stat. We don't play well there.
No.
Ever. Oh. We never play well there.
Hmm.
Back in the day when the Sonics were around, I never liked it when they played in Phoenix or in Utah. Blech. Don't like it at all. It's never any good.
Okay.
And it wasn't any good last night.
And to confirm that, the Blues, the only team besides the Wild to sweep the Golden Knights in a series.
That's what I was saying. They showed that stat where it was like, we don't play well there.
Right.
And brutal. Same thing with Minnesota. I don't like them in Minnesota.
Nope.
And you know what? That's the other team. Just whoops our butt.
I don't like playing anywhere but in Las Vegas. So.
Well, that's going to be really hard. You're going to end up being a 500 team. I mean, sometimes some places it's tough. Golden Knights was just weird. Subban coughed one up, and then they'll try to clinch that playoff. So, oh, great.
Colorado.
It's Colorado tomorrow. Yeah. So they'll try again. That's another place. Just whatever.
Yeah.
I'm going to Denver this weekend. I got a gig in Denver.
Okay.
This weekend.
What are you doing?
Hosting. Stuff. Not long ago, they had a veterinary conference in town.
Yes.
And these lovely people, these nice people that are local, said, hey, will you come and host our entertainment? And I went, yeah, sure. I said, give me a few bucks and I'll go. And no big deal. This thing was huge.
Yeah.
It's one of those 17,000 people attending this conference. There was groups of, they had like 7,000 people packed in a ballroom. You know, they're like three ballrooms together at Mandalay Bay.
Yeah.
In the conference center. You know what I mean? So it's not a ballroom. But it was this huge thing, and I had no idea.
Buddy's sister is a vet, and she, my boyfriend Buddy, his sister is a veterinarian, and she was saying that this is literally the biggest West Coast thing of their entire year.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, my God, Chet was at that.
In the world.
Yeah.
In the world. And so I thought it was going to be, and with all due respect, I thought it was going to be, you know, like Zoe Bowie and, you know, and one of my magician buddies that, you know, doesn't have a show on the strip, but they support themselves by doing corporate gigs. And that's what I thought it would be. No, it was Keith Urban.
Yeah.
And it was my MB Alec from Big Bang Theory. And it was this Mel Robbins, who's a motivational speaker, has, you know, like 8 million Twitter followers, literally 8 million, something like that. So anyway, this guy there, he dug what I
dug
do.
Your sauce.
Yeah, so I'm
awesome.
Denver this weekend. I'm going to Atlanta later on.
Very cool.
Atlanta next month, Chicago, I think, somewhere.
It's like the Chet Buchanan World Tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, go around and put on a suit. Do stuff.
That's great.
Yeah, I guess. We'll see. We'll see if I how much I like
it. But you're like, I'm so excited to see new photos of you because you're going to be on the stage. And like, how much weight have you lost now?
30.
Those 30 pounds. It's going to be like, I can't wait to see the photos of you up there.
Yeah, I need to. All of my suits now look like they're my dad's suits. I don't actually have suit. You know, it's weird. So listen, J-Lo's song of the day later on this morning. It's going to be 80 degrees today, but the wind's going to pick right about the time. Speaking of appearances, see, Denver, Atlanta, Chicago, Charleston, and Nellis.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's new Raising Cane's that opens today. I'm going to be there from 4 to 6 with Chet Buchanan Show shirts while they last.
Okay.
So you can come out and get one. But the wind is supposed to pick up at about 4 o'clock this afternoon.
When you're there.
So there may be stories tomorrow for that as well.
Okay. Get up!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to switch up the first pick right now. Literally, just in the last 4 seconds, I decided we're switching it.
Okay.
And here's the first thing. You know what? I'm going to go right into it. With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Here's the question. Do we all have to hate Cardi B now?
No, I don't think so.
Oh. Did you hear the story?
Oh, yeah.
So Cardi B was talking about where she came from. She was on Instagram and just... And somebody, what was it? What was the premise? Somebody asked her something that triggered her.
Somebody was accusing her of, I can't remember what it was, like basically not, what's the word I'm looking for? And now I'm blanking right
That's
now.
That's funny, accusing. I didn't sense an accusation.
Of her not working for what she has?
Yeah,
was
essentially.
That what it was?
Was it more like taking the easy way out kind of thing.
Yeah, and I remember, I'll go back and find it in a second because this is going to go on for a minute. But, it's great to be self-made, to come from nothing, build an empire, yada, 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 whatever the case, bragging on it. Oh, well, Cardi was just talking about what she had to do to survive in the early days.
I did it myself. I also forgot the that I did.
I hadn't heard this yet. I didn't realize there was yelling.
She's in a bathroom, so it's like super echoey.
Oh, God, it's so good. The audio quality is so much better in there. That's great if you're if you're singing along with Whitney Houston. To be in the bathroom.
Yeah.
But on Instagram, trying to talk, probably not so much.
I did it myself. I also forgot the that I did to survive. Like, I had to go strip. I had to go, oh, yeah, you want to me? Yeah, 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 let's go to this hotel. And I drop up and I rob them. That's what I used to do. Nothing was happening to me, nothing.
So she revealed plans to write a book about her life. Then she addressed being unfairly targeted. And that's her thing. But now some people are pretty fired up about the idea that she used to go drug guys and rob them.
Yeah.
And they're calling her Bill Cosby and calling her R. Kelly.
Well, the crazy part is that if I went on Twitter and like looked at all the people attacking her and stuff, and they all use the sexual assault thing. Oh,
right.
You sexually assaulted them.
She
doesn't say that in that post.
She trick rolled him and
drugged him. For the opposite, to not have sex with them.
Exactly, just to get their stuff and not, yeah. So, but if a guy said that he had done this, yeah, I used to go drug girls. I'd take a woman to a room and I'd drug her. No, I'd never touch her. But I'd drug her and I'd steal her stuff. They'd be gone. They'd be gone, gone. If it was...
That's an interesting take, because...
If Post Malone came out, and said, I used to do that. Or if Adam Levine, I don't know, like find me a white dude.
Yeah.
If Adam Levine came out and said, I used to do, if Lil Wayne said, I used to take women back to the room and drug them, and I would take their money, all their clothes would remain intact. I would never touch them, but I would drug them and I would take their money. Oh my God. He'd be in jail now.
Yeah, it would be chaos.
Wouldn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you want equality, I mean, absolutely.
For the record, and I'm glad you said that because I ain't saying I am not saying that. So should we hate Cardi B? Do we have to hate Cardi B? Wow, this could be deep.
This could get ugly.
This really could. This early in the morning, too. My goodness. 702-364-9898. Michael Carbonaro will be here Friday at the Terry Fader Theater. If you watch the Carbonaro Effect on True TV, which, by the way, I always forget True TV is even still on.
Yeah.
Until, well, I'll watch
March
it.
Madness comes
until
around.
March Madness. No, yeah. But you know what? That's kind of a lie, too, because I like Carbonaro Effect. He goes around and just does magic stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
on people, like in odd places, like in a fast food restaurant, he'll make their Whopper disappear, or whatever. And they're like, what happened? Or when Impractical Jokers are on. But if you've seen a Carbonaro Effect, then you know this guy and you love this guy, and he's very funny. He'll be at the Terry Fader Theater on Friday. Top Golf Beer Festival. Oh, my goodness. We've got tickets for that. That's this Friday as well. Paw Patrol Live will be here, which sounds odd. Give us your thoughts on Cardi B. Take your kids to Paw Patrol. But we've got tickets for that as well. 702-364-9898. For the record, no. And somehow it's different, and I don't know why it's different. It's probably not different, and I'm probably a horrible person for saying that. No, you shouldn't drug people, and you shouldn't rob them. No, you shouldn't.
I think we could agree on that, everybody. Yeah, you should not.
You should not drug people.
You should not drug and rob. There's something different about this for me. Yeah. And by the way, sometimes, fine, yell at me all you want. Sometimes a double standard is on occasion.
I'll tell you why it's different for me. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? Will you tell me in a minute?
Yep.
Okay. Then why don't you call? We want to hear from you first. 702-364-9898. I really do want to hear why it's different, why it's okay. And Lil Jess, I'm sure you have thoughts as well.
I do.
Spence and I are just going to try not to get ourselves fired.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I'm not ready to hate Cardi B yet. I'm not.
No.
But, you know, I mean, and I use hate. I'm joking. That there's a lot of... The world works this way now. You did something we don't like. You're done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Instead of people just quietly making their own decision, they have to be loud about it.
Exactly.
And folks are being loud. There's folks that are being loud this morning about Cardi B because she essentially came out on an Instagram Live and told people that she used to trick roll people like it was noble. That's the only part that that bothers me a lot about this is like she was like, well, that's what I had to do.
I put in the work.
Yeah, I worked hard to get where I am. I tricked roll fools. And yeah. So Jenny, do we have to hate Cardi B now? Oh, sorry. Have another smoke and then should we come back?
Oh, goodness.
No, I'm right here.
Stupid allergies, right?
Is it just me?
What do you mean? Jenny?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry.
It was feeding music down your ears.
I was listening to music.
I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. And hacking up a lung. Is it your allergies?
No, that wasn't me.
Oh, who was that? They need help.
Oh, that's my son.
You should put the phone down and go help him. My God. How do we feel about Cardi B this morning?
I don't think that we should hate her. However, we dislike what she says. You know, we do things as children that, you know, we're not happy about. And as young adults, we think that we can get away with everything. So,
well, are you one of those people that now will go, Cardi B, we can't really burn their music anymore, but, or run it over with a steamroller.
It just doesn't work like that.
It's not a Dixie chick kind of thing, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, God, old school. Dixie Chicks back in the day came out and said things about
President Bush.
Fred the Younger.
Yeah.
And, and the world went crazy.
Hated them.
Country music in those days, you didn't do that.
And they banned them and they wouldn't.
Now it's a street cred.
This isn't, right? This isn't a Bill Cosby thing for you or an R. Kelly thing for you?
No. I met her at AVN and she's a really nice lady, a little ghetto, but very nice lady.
I got to be honest. That was the best 15 seconds of what this whole bit will be. I met her at AVN. Okay. That tells us a little. Lets us know a little, which is good. She's a little ghetto, but very nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. No, love her. Love you. Hang on one second. Go take care of your son. We'll be back. Mike, how do you feel about Cardi B this morning?
Good morning, guys. Good morning. I'm the opposite. You know, I think that, she's an idol for everybody out there, whether you're younger or older. generation. I think it's leaving the doors open to say, hey, you know what? If I struggled to get there, you guys can do it too. I mean, it's not like, you know, she, you know, was homeless and, you know, did a good deed to do what she did to become famous and get money and hustle along the way. I mean, I think there's rights and wrongs of doing different things. So I think, you know, it's a different view.
It's definitely not the story of I lived in the studio and I traded cleaning chores for studio time.
No.
Or whatever that that story is. Or I worked, you know, yeah, I worked 4 jobs. No, I tricked roll guys. That's what I had to do. I had a trick roll. And that's not good either.
No.
You know what I mean? And it's not good that you had to do that. Or you felt that you had to do that.
Yeah, you felt in a situation that seemed to be that was the way to get out.
Bubba, how do we feel about Cardi B this morning?
I think you absolutely have to hate her.
Why?
Okay.
It's just like, to me, it's like the Bill Cosby thing. People don't really love Cardi B. They love the funny person they see on TV who she portrays.
Okay.
This is who she actually is.
Ooh, that's deep. We knew it would get deep and it would get raw. Sabrina, you still love her?
Yeah.
Or do you?
I love the music. It's all never gonna be a good music. She's funny, entertaining. I think it speaks a lot about her character. And she's learned to act like she didn't have a choice. I think that's ridiculous. She made fun of that. She had a choice and she chose to do that. And just be an adult about that and just make amends for that and not make excuses for it. Because that's not what you do to get places. What you do is work 2 or 3 jobs. What you do is get no sleep. What you do is stay up all night, going to school, working 2 jobs, just grinding. You don't do things illegal to get ahead. Because it's going to come back and bite you in the butt.
Yeah. And can I also say this? And this is my thing with all this. By the way, if you've done dirt, I know she thinks on a street level, she thinks that's noble. And I think there's plenty of people that go, yeah, okay, great. Fine. I think this is a great lesson for a lot of folks now. We don't have to tell everything. Shut up about
it. Yeah, why are you telling us this?
Some of this stuff. Although, are there plenty of rappers also that talk about the dirt that they did in the streets?
Yeah, Jay back in the day, he sold drugs. And
Jay-Z sold drugs. And we think he might have spoke harshly to a woman.
And this may be on a different angle on it. If you're soliciting prostitution and you're that dude, I got no sympathy for you. She trick rolled you. If you're going to go do something dirty and you're trying to buy coke and you end up with cornstarch, that's on you, bro.
You know why this is completely different and why they can't compare the R. Kelly and the Bill Cosby thing? R. Kelly and Bill Cosby use their celebrity to exploit people.
Right.
Cardi B was trying to survive. Now, I agree. I probably, if I was Cardi B, would have got 4 or 5 jobs and done it that way as opposed to the way she did it. But it's completely different to me. You can't, it's apples and oranges.
She's from the concrete jungle. I mean, she's a product of her environment.
I'm sorry, she's from where?
Concrete jungle.
Got it.
The city.
And strippers, they are in dangerous positions all the time.
Yeah.
Does this excuse what she said? No, but a lot of us fell in love with her because she is very outspoken. I agree with you, Chet. There are some things you probably should keep to yourself,
yeah.
Especially
Amen.
Now that you have dollar bills, because I guarantee you some guy that she might have drugged, this is his opportunity now to come up.
Oh, you're right.
Yep.
Good point.
In the morning, we listen to
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. KLUC.
There is a crazy story out of somewhere in Missouri. They didn't say exactly where. Rental car place, 19-year-old employee there. Concerned about his coworkers, quote, negative energy. So he decided to help them chill out and spike their drinks with LSD. He used an eye drop.
Wow.
Not Cardi B. Wow, that's twice in this show already. Similar situations. Yeah. Sorry. He used an eyedropper to put it in 2 of his coworkers' water bottles and another worker's coffee mug. Then 2 of them got a little dizzy and a little shaky, and they didn't know why, so they went to the hospital. Boss called the police. They fired him as soon as he admitted to it, which he did. They'd actually seen him messing with their water, too, the bosses, but they didn't drink it. So he could be facing charges, second-degree assault and possession of a controlled substance. Here's my question. Do you believe that there is someone here in this building of these one, two, three, what is it, six radio stations?
Okay.
A large and formidable sales staff, promotions, business, all of these folks. Do you believe that there is somebody here in this building who might be capable of and willing to spike our drinks with LSD because they're worried about anyone's negative energy? And I do believe we have some.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
My mind's going through the building right now, from cubicle to cubicle, going, okay, who would do it?
I've had the advantage of thinking about this.
Right.
I thought it'd be fun at first, too, for everybody to write down the name of the person that would be most likely to do that in the building, and then we would pass them over to the person next to us. You hold it up against your forehead, and you have to try and guess what name it is. Then I realized, we'll get fired.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be a fun game for off the air.
Maybe. Yeah, that would be fun off the air, wouldn't it?
I have one.
Okay.
I have one as well.
I have one. Show me yours. I showed you mine. You show me yours.
Okay.
Air staff member, by the way. This one is.
You think so?
Oh.
I do. You have to go with somebody that might be just a little... crazy.
I don't see it. I have a different relationship.
Yeah, see, that's where mine was, though. You got to go with
did
someone that's
mine?
Just a little
no,
off.
I didn't. You want to see mine?
Yes. Ah! Lil Jess and I agree. Lil Jess and I agree.
I got to be honest. I don't want to change mine, but I that person did not come into my thinking, and now that you've
We brought it up.
I think I might switch. Yeah.
See, I went with the crazy thing too, like just a little bit, like no regrets, man. So that's the one I picked.
Oh yeah, no, I got just you. No I got regrets. You on that.
Really?
Yeah.
But that would be just different. That person would do it just because they would do that right before they burn the building down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and they, you know what? And they
no regrets.
And they would get everybody out first. They would just they'd burn the building down and see how far away they could get and still watch it burn.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? How big the fire was.
I think that person would probably do it through alcohol, like plenty of shots, not LSD.
They will be
just
they
shots.
Will be pushed to that point at one point. That's great. Now, now all of our respective friends are sending texts of who they think it is. Spence with two votes.
I would never.
No, you're not an LSD guy.
No,
you're
totally you're
much
LSD
deeper,
guy.
Deeper than that.
No, I might do the something where there's some sort of X-lax kind of thing to cause discomfort, but not full on.
No, and it would be poetic too. It would be poetic. There would be some sort, not a manifesto necessarily, but there would be a letter. There would be a letter left behind from Spence that would explain exactly why what just happened to you happened to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there would be.
Like, this is why I have given you the X-lax, because you're that type of, you're a crappy person.
You know what I mean? 98.5 KLUC's Chet Buchanan, Spence, and Kayla.
Who are you?
Good morning. This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Ooh, I think it's a P1's court. It's a P1's court. It's a P1's court. That's where we come to you to be judgmental.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, people got stuff that they ask about, and we've done this with reasonably good success over the last few years. And so now it never, we get an email like this. So I was married to a woman for 4 years. We've been divorced for two now. Trying to get back in the game. Summer's coming. Weather's getting nice. Decided to get in shape. Thought I might give myself extra opportunities to meet someone. So I'm back at the gym. And I'm taking a spin class.
Oh, okay.
I walk in. Lo and behold, my ex's sister also in the class.
Yeah.
Thought about bagging it, but I decided to stick with it. It was a little awkward for a little while. A few weeks even, I guess, is what I understand here. But we realized it was stupid to not talk to each other. Now, we went from saying hello, talking and joking around. One day, she decided to come over on the bike next to me. And now we spin together four times a week. I really like her. And she's hot. Hotter than my ex.
Oh.
I'm assuming always has been. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I am contemplating, and I don't know why I feel that like this is her younger sister. I don't know why. I just do. But I really like her, and I am contemplating asking her out. Is it off limits? Is it just too weird? Should I move on? Danny's ready to jump in right now. Should he ask her out, Danny?
Definitely a no-go, man. That is entering, rough territory right there, man. Because the drama that it's going to create between the family, no way.
Yeah, what if this continues and you end up and you fall in love? You decide to get married. What kind of a storm is that?
Yeah. Christmas awkward as heck.
Or do you care?
Yeah, what about what? Maybe he's not that great of a catch, and the other sister's going like, take him.
What if she wasn't that great of a catch?
All right.
What if she cheated on him?
Yeah.
What if?
Regardless of the what ifs, you don't dip in the same gene pool. Like, there's something very strange about
Why
that.
Why are you standing in the way of love?
There are plenty of fish in the sea.
Well, I'm with you on that.
The fish all are typically swim in the same area.
I guarantee you there is.
He likes what he likes.
There's 30 other women in this class. I guarantee you. There's no way it's just him and one other woman in this class. And it happens to be his ex-sister-in-law.
He likes what he likes.
He's attracted to the other sister. They have similar qualities.
I just said he likes what he likes. Right.
I was explaining it.
Oh, and he saw her in a really good position, which is spin class. Right. So I guarantee his bike was behind her. Yeah.
Easy.
Oh my God.
Bicycle built for
kinda
two.
Kind of sounds like you're endorsing this. Like, you're okay with this. You're good with this.
I'm okay with him staring and watching, but no, that's stepping.
Why
over the
are
line.
All guys creepers to you? This sounds just horrible. To me,
I just hope guys are looking at me like that.
She moved over next to him.
Yeah, that's right.
I get
she
that.
Did.
She's seen him hot and sweaty.
Speaking of, if I'm putting myself in his situation, I'm not getting anywhere near this. And the fact that you guys are even like friendly and mingling is probably is crossing a line of some sorts too anyway. Like, she probably should have her sister's back. And if you haven't spoken to your ex and you guys aren't on tight-knit terms and everything,
I don't know I don't know anything about how it ended or any of that. But you're saying you should never speak to any of those people.
No, I don't think it's like that. Like, as long as you still have a relationship with your ex, then I think it's fine. Like, you can have a relationship. But if you're at the point where, like, you guys don't even speak at all, you don't even acknowledge each other, there's nothing bad, I'm like, I don't understand where this friendship develops. Like,
convenience.
I know.
They're there at the spin class. And I'm asking questions.
By the way, some might say this is destiny.
Oh my gosh.
I think that's
Stop
her name.
It. Stop.
No. Okay, so you're a no.
I'm a hard no.
No, you're a hard no, and Spence is a hard yes.
Sure.
Yeah, why not? Why not? What do you care? You don't.
There's so many people out there that are single that just want to find happiness. If you have a chance to find happiness, then deal with what you got to deal with.
702-364-9890. Should he ask his ex's sister for a date? Or once you've dipped into the family, is that all the dipping you get to do? Spin class or no spin class? It's kind of hot, isn't it?
It is. I don't know why, but it is.
Yeah, that's kind of hot. The whole thing about it.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5.
KLUC. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get up! Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
702-364-9898. Chet Buchanan Show brought to you by Meineke, home of the 1995 oil change. 1995? They open at about 7:30, so, you know, put some pants on and maybe get to Meineke for your 1995 oil change. Speaking of put your pants on, can you ask your ex's sister for a date? Short version is married to a woman for 4 years, now divorced for two. In the same spin class now, he's trying to get himself back in shape.
Okay.
Same spin class as his ex's sister. It was a little awkward for a few weeks. Then they started talking and joking around. It went from just saying hello to talking and joking. Last week, she started spinning on the bike next to mine. Now, now 4 days a week, we spin together. They talk after class is over, and he wants to ask her out. I'll start. By the way, it's P1's course. He can ask her out. Shouldn't she probably say no? This is a mess.
I would say what it's on her, yeah.
What a mess.
It's on both of them.
Truth of the matter is, it's always up to her.
That's it really
is. Yeah, that is true.
The secret, ladies, it's always up to you. She's the one that's just going to get eviscerated if this isn't a good idea.
That is an issue right there. It's her relationship with her sister that she has to salvage, because clearly he doesn't have a relationship with his ex anymore, or else he would take into consideration her feelings in this whole thing.
No, because she's his ex. Once you become the ex, you do not consider their feelings anymore. They don't have to.
But if they're still friends, you would consider her feelings.
No, but I don't believe they are. It doesn't. And if they, and by the way, if they were, he wouldn't even be thinking about this with her sister.
Exactly.
I don't think.
My other question is, if things ended poorly, wouldn't the sister know that and go, oh, this guy's a jerk because my sister. So it
if she believed it.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point, too. Or she goes, oh, my sister's a pain in the butt, and yep. I know she did this, this, and this. He's okay. Aha! There's so many
loopholes.
And by the way, are we talking about a date? Are we talking about a date? He says, I'm thinking about asking her out. I'm not thinking about asking her to marry me. I mean,
isn't that the whole point?
Not for some people. Okay. If you're just looking to go get hot and sweaty somewhere else besides spin class, then, you know.
I got to tell you something. This is kind of like Yucca Mountain, and I know you're going to go, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Yucca Mountain is that nuclear repository or whatever. They want to put nuclear waste in up in the middle of the desert somewhere.
Yeah.
And they spent billions of dollars doing all this stuff.
And snuck some in last fall.
Yeah. And so they did all this stuff, and then they go, no, we're not going to use it. They're going to use it. My point is, he has laid all this groundwork out. He is going to make a move. He has to make a move. You can't just waste all that.
I don't know. I think he's hedging. He's hedging a bit. If she made a move, it's definitely a yes. By the way, what if she asks him, hey, I got two tickets to Michael Carbonaro Friday night.
What are you doing?
He goes, right?
No.
What?
Yes, as far he as does. He probably will say yes, but he shouldn't.
Well, Jess, he goes, right?
He probably does, but the correct position is to say no. No.
I'm sorry, what position are we talking about?
The no position.
I'm sorry, which position is this?
It's what the position
are,
no position.
What position are you in right now?
The no
An uncomfortable
position.
One. Susanna, you're a hard no on this.
A very hard no.
Please explain. Thank you.
Whilst I have a swig of coffee. Sorry.
No, you cannot sever ties or break a bond with a sister, first of all. She's very wrong to encourage it. And there's plenty of fish in the sea. It's easy. He needs to go spin his game somewhere else.
Kayla's getting more and more angry as this goes
on. Well, she's completely right. You're telling me that this is the only girl in this spin class, and I get it. Oh, well, that's the one that he's attracted to. That's not supposed to matter. But the idea is that there's probably a bajillion other girls that spin. Go pick another spin class and find another girl.
Susanna, it makes sense to you?
Oh, it makes a lot of sense. Look, If he wants to go make himself better, that's cool. His ego is going up. Ooh, I can get another sister. But no. Take all of that and go find you someone else.
But she's so hot.
And she moved over. She moved over.
She initiated.
I don't care if one of them is the Bella sister, is Bella Hadid, and the other one is Gigi Hadid, and you're like, well, she's a hot sister. I don't care if they're the hottest woman in the world. You're not dating the sister. It's weird.
Exactly. Get a little bit of self-confidence there. And move on. Go find
yourself. He is
going to
get self-confidence by getting the hot sister.
I'm just joking.
I think this is a bad idea.
It'll mess up the sister relationship.
It's a bad idea.
That's on the sister.
It'll mess it up. It won't work.
It's got to be a non.
Shame on her. Shame on her because that's her sister. And I'd put it more on her than I would on him. Because a man will dally wherever they live.
Look at you getting more wound up as we go. Look at you getting more wound up as we go along.
Oh, yeah. I have sisters, and I would never do that.
Never.
All right, we got to run.
Never.
Probably shouldn't. Or at least if you're going to, y'all got to make sure you know what the parameters are.
It's on the sister. He can do whatever he wants.
And by the way, now going with my initial fantasy of her being the younger sister, the younger hot sister. Younger hot sister is doing that just to stick it to the older sister, who she's been eating it from her entire life.
You know what I mean? Aren't you as pretty as your sister? Why aren't you as smart as your sister? Yeah, well, I got your man.
Look at what was happening.
I got the man that you couldn't keep, I think.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
So a few weeks ago, we heard about a kid in New Jersey who was homeless, but still got accepted to 17 different colleges. That number is up to 18 now.
Aww.
He'll be starting school later on this year. But now here's another cool story. There is an 18-year-old girl from New York. Her name is Athena Capo Battaglia. She didn't have an easy childhood either. She grew up with a single mom. About 2 years ago, they ended up at a homeless shelter in Queens after they couldn't cover their rent anymore. But instead of letting that defeat her, she dug deep. And while she and her mom were homeless, she signed up to become what they're calling an auxiliary cop with the NYPD. That's when you volunteer to assist with crime prevention and you patrol things like subway stations and street fairs and stuff, just where they need a little more of a presence in uniform. She graduated from that program about a year ago. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, she graduated from that program about a year ago, was class valedictorian, and got a $1,000 scholarship out of it. She's now using that money to pay for part of her education because she recently got into Harvard.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Obviously, she's won a few other scholarships as well because $1,000 ain't covering Harvard.
No.
But she is now a full-time student. She works part-time at a cafe near school and is planning to study neuroscience.
Jeez.
That's amazing. Wow.
You never know. Mm-hmm. You never know. And just keep pushing. Just keep pushing. It's a good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Spencer's Challenge, my name's Spence, and it's a challenge, that's how we came up with the cool name Spencer's Challenge, yeah.
Well, Jess, who is our contestant today, please?
Mr. Josh Ames from the Northwest.
Hey, Josh, how you feeling, man?
I'm feeling great.
Good, good. 5 questions, 30 seconds, pop culture. Ripped from the headlines, we do not say pass on this show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
And let me ask you one other question. Will you be cootering today, sir?
Not today.
No point to it. No reason. 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one. And away we go. What Hollywood star's flight made an emergency landing in Bakersfield, where they shared a van with a bunch of strangers to make it the rest of the way to Burbank?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Who jazzed up their Calvin Klein outfit with a scuba gear wetsuit while recently shopping in Paris?
Kim Kardashian.
What TV, film, and music star received their own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday?
Mandy Moore.
A Hawaii judge banned a man from drinking what during his probation after his conviction for car theft?
Alcohol.
With the 737 MAX 8 grounded, which airline announced that they would cancel 90 flights per day through most of April? We'll give you 3 seconds.
Southwest.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
Not bad. Not bad. Could have been worse. Same 5 questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one, sir. Mr. Spence, which Hollywood star's flight made an emergency landing in Bakersfield, where they shared a van with a bunch of strangers to Burbank?
Great story. Keanu Reeves.
Who jazzed up their Calvin Klein outfit with a scuba gear wetsuit while they were recently shopping in Paris?
It was Celine Dion.
What TV, film, and music star received their own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday?
The adorable Mandy Moore, Chet.
A Hawaii judge banned a man from drinking what during his probation after his conviction for car theft?
I think it was Pepsi.
With the 737 MAX grounded, which airline announced that they would cancel 90 flights per day through most of April?
It's American or United. I'll go with American.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
Well, let's see how we did.
Pretty well, I'd say.
Yeah, you did good. You did good. Josh, we'll see. What Hollywood star's flight made an emergency landing in Bakersfield where they shared a van with a bunch of strangers to Burbank? Josh said.
Jim Bob Cooter.
Oh, yeah. God, and everybody documented it because they were so excited to be around Jim Bob Cooter. It was great. Spence said.
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves. There's really no more to the story than that other than Keanu was more than cool the entire way. Came up with Bakersfield fun facts. Yeah. To entertain everybody in the van.
That's funny.
And was just chill. You know what I learned out of that story that made me the most excited? John Wick 3 is coming out on Memorial Day.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I didn't know that. I thought it was next Christmas.
Can't wait.
I'm so excited. Josh.
Get off your forklift, Josh. We have work to do here.
Who jazzed up their Calvin Klein outfit with a scuba gear wetsuit while recently shopping in Paris? Josh said.
Kim Kardashian.
Spence said.
Celine Dion.
Yep, it was Celine Dion.
Booyah! Booyah!
The hell is she doing?
She's adventurous. Go back to work.
No, she's adventurous. No, it's fun. What TV, film, and music star received their own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday? Josh said.
Mandy Moore.
And Spence said.
The adorable Mandy Moore.
Yeah,
Chet.
You're both right.
Booyah! Booyah! Booyah!
That's 3 for Spence. A Hawaii judge banned a man from drinking what during his probation after his conviction for car theft? Josh said.
Alcohol?
Why would we do that if it was just that? That's too easy. Spence said.
I think it was Pepsi.
And I think you would be right.
Booyah, 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 booyah.
Pretty sure.
Yeah, here's why. Because he said he stole his cousin's car because he had to go to the store to get Pepsi. And the judge was like, you're full of it. So she said, fine. Then you're on probation. You're going to spend like 2 weeks in jail. And you can't have any Pepsi. That'll learn you. Is that all 4 for Spence so far?
Yes, it is.
That's right, it is.
With a 737 MAX 8 grounded, which airline announced they would cancel 90 flights per day through most of April? Josh said.
Southwest.
Not even close. Spence said.
Either American or United. I'll go with American.
Which is it? Is it? It's not that dramatic because he's obviously already won. No, it's American. And look at your boy.
Booyah!
1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
Waking you. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Yo,
wake up on 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, little Jess, who you got there?
Alexis McCoy.
Nah, what part of town are you from, Alexis McCoy?
Northtown. Hey.
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 Solid reaction.
Good.
I like all of that.
Point of it.
Let's see how you react when I tell you that you've got tickets to one of Pitbull's final 8 residency dates this May at Zappos Theater. We're 2 for 2. Let's see how she reacts to this when I tell you that's not even the best part.
What's the best part?
You know what the best part is.
Kayla's joke.
Yeah, yes. Kayla's got a joke.
Okay, woo-hoo. Think long and hard about this. What's okay. blue and doesn't uh-huh. weigh very much?
I don't know.
Light blue.
Light
blue. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You're in a very unique position right now because it's a joke-off. It's a joke-off. Between, and it's funny that yours would be light blue. Your joke would be light blue.
Okay.
Is that joke better than Blue Ivy's joke? Beyonce and Jay-Z's daughter, Blue Ivy. She was on Instagram with her grandma, Beyonce's uh-huh. mom.
So, how many petals, how many lips does...
Okay, points off for the delivery.
Yeah.
points off for the delivery right there.
So, how many petals, how many lips does a flower have?
Well, how many?
Two lips.
Two lips?
Aww.
You get it? There's a kind of flower that's called a tulip.
I got it.
And then she 7-year-old explained it to us. That's it.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Let's go.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Up until this weekend, I'd wanted to do one of those DNA tests. 23andMe, Ancestry.
Yeah.
Until we talked to our friends who recently did it, found out my buddy Jen had thought that she was like a solid 50-60% Mexican.
Okay.
She is now, apparently the Ancestry one like lumps everybody in. Somehow, this part's not the important part, but she wasn't that much at all. It was only like 23%, and they lumped it in as Native American.
Oh, interesting.
But I believe that she could still be a Mexican heritage, but that it was all just, you know, like indigenous peoples.
Got it.
Type of thing like that. But the mind blower through all this, if you do the Ancestry one, you can agree to leave your results open so that if somebody else wants to see if they match up with your results, they can. Because that's the whole point of Ancestry, is that you can find other people that you might be related to
sure.
and whatnot. Yeah, she found out she's got a half-brother she didn't know about.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Now, the math works. In other words, she doesn't have a half-brother, and now she's going to lose a father.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
No, apparently the half-brother is from like 4 years before her dad met her mom.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so the math works out.
Of, right?
So that she's, yeah. Yeah. Not like he had strayed.
Mm.
They believe it all that it all happened. I suppose saying went down probably is not a good thing right there. Mm. that it probably all happened while he was in the service. That's when it always happens.
Of course.
Yeah. And he was stationed like in South Carolina or something like that. He's a single guy.
Wow. Yeah.
I wonder if he knew though. I mean,
no.
That's
crazy. Oh, no. Now here's what the crazy twist on this. He has over the last few years gotten dementia super early, like super early. He's young. The dad is. So you can't even talk to him about it. He can't. Yeah. There's no gaps to fill in.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what the story is on Homeboy's mom, but what I'm gathering from the story was it was kind of a one-time thing or a not a whole lot of time thing. She was pregnant. He was already gone. She was like, whatever.
Oh, that's crazy.
Wow.
And I'll have the baby and here we go. And he got on Ancestry. She got on Ancestry. Wait, we have a whatever, a leaf pops up or whatever that is.
Yeah.
My knowledge is based on what I see on TV commercials. Holy crow. I'm related to George Washington. Ah, geez. That one lady on those commercials.
That's so funny.
But I guess, yeah, you get some sort of notification and it's like, what's this? And so He lives in West Virginia and is going to come out, going to go out to Washington Memorial Day weekend or something like that.
Oh, they're going to meet. That's really...
They're going to meet.
Yay!
Like they're all about it. No, I'm freaked out.
Oh, that word's... Why?
I don't know.
not to the same relation as far as half-brother, but we have a woman in our business office that just got back from Florida because she found out the same way. She has a third cousin that's in her 70s that she had no knowledge, and through that, they found another cousin.
In New Jersey or something, right?
Yeah.
My friend literally just told me a story over the weekend about how she thinks she knows for a fact now that she has a half-brother that she met through one of these things and thinks that she is a twin because she was an orphan her whole life.
What the?
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
What the front door? Are you kidding me right now? Okay, so this is why I want to do this.
Wow.
It would appear that just about everybody has some sort of story. And if it's the story's not your story, you know somebody who's got a story. See, like right now Spence has a story because now he's got a story about this story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's got two stories. Spence got two stories. And now because of Spence's stories, now I got two stories.
That's crazy.
And now you got two stories.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. You see how this whole thing works anyway?
Your own ancestry.
Branches off the trees.
It's like ancestry.
702-364-9898. When did the DNA test straight up blow your mind? I wanted to do when did the DNA test ruin your life?
That's more of like a Law and Order kind of stuff.
But I think we're okay here. I don't think lives are necessarily ruined, and there's so much other good stuff.
Yeah.
So when did the DNA test blow your mind?
Get up! Yeah! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Just to make you aware really quick, there is a J-Lo Song of the Day in play. As Spence mentioned, pre-Firefest Ja Rule, so it's okay.
Yeah, you can love him still.
I'll never not love Ja Rule. I just don't love him for that. Actually, you know what? Here's the deal. Everything I love about Ja Rule is at least 10 years old. So,
at least.
Yeah. You know. Love 2009 Ja Rule.
Yeah, 09 Ja Rule. And it's on my old school iPod, so it's not like I'm sending any extra money every time I listen to this song. It's fine. It's fine. But I'm real from J-Lo. Oh, okay, I'm ready to narrow this down. Between 9 and 9:15.
Okay.
Ish. Between 9 and 9:20. Confirmed.
So
what's it going to be?
When you say 9 to 9:15, and then you say ish, isn't 9 to 9:15 ish? You know what I mean?
No, that's exact.
That's exact.
If it was 9 to 9, I mean, because yeah. It could have been 9 to 9:18. Know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, you're right. You're
that's,
right.
That's where I was going with that, which is why I just extended out to 9:20.
Yeah.
Well, just because if I get forgetful about it. I get focused on the other stuff on the show.
Of course.
And then I go, oh, crap, look what time it is.
Yeah.
So this is amazing to me. And now I kind of want to do it, but now I'm scared to do the DNA test thing. My friend Jen... Who's married to my buddy Gus. Gus and I have been friends for as long as I can remember. He's my second longest relationship. My buddy John from junior high.
Okay.
And Gus and I met at my first full-time radio gig. He was the mascot. It was great. I hated him immediately. Good-looking son of a bee. Blonde hair, blue eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Had a stud in his left ear and his hair all moosed up. Good-looking. And big personality. I hated him for about a minute and a half because nobody can hate him.
He's great.
But his wife went on Ancestry and did the DNA test and found out she has a half brother, and they're gonna meet.
Wow,
that's crazy.
And what sucks about it is their dad, their shared father. I don't know why that's funny. It's funny. Their shared father has gotten over the last 3-4 years has just evolved into dementia. The point where he literally last time I saw him. And so I have been friends for as long. I've been friends with them and with him. He and I got along great. We were buddies. And he loved it. He was a guy that would go out into the garage at night and listen to Art Bell.
Oh, geez.
All night long and get into conspiracy theory and stuff like that. But he just loved the idea that I was on the radio. and just loved it because he listened to the radio all night long.
Okay.
And so we were besties. And literally the last time I saw him, he goes, "Oh, you seem like you'd be a nice guy."
Oh, God.
I looked at him. I said, "Don't believe a word of it." And he literally went white as a sheet. Like, why? Because he thought I was evil. And then he'll see his daughter and he'll say, "Oh, and who are you? You're pretty."
Oh.
You know, and then after a while they figure it. So the point to that is they can't get any info. Okay. They can't get any context to it. And I don't know where the mother is. So I think there'll be more to this story as it goes along. But Cody, when did the DNA test blow your mind?
So, yeah, a buddy of mine did one just a little while back, and gets back the test results, says, "Oh, man, this is a really cool deal. All my brothers and sisters should do it." So all of her brothers and sisters go on, do the same DNA test. Well, they get the results back, and one of her brothers is like a 1% match with everybody else, like no match at all, basically.
Yeah.
No DNA the same. And so they go talking to the parents. And the parents like, "Well, we don't know what to tell you. He came home for the hospital. You know, we had him in the hospital. He came home. He was swapped at birth," they come to find out.
Shut
him and someone else
God.
In the hospital had been switched.
No
so
way.
He's been with someone that he thought was his blood family. They thought he was blood family his whole life. To find out via DNA test that it was not. Not even close.
Oh,
that is
my
crazy.
God.
That gave me chills.
I'll bet that's going to show up a lot.
And that means that there's somebody else out there.
Yeah. Also swapped.
Wow, oh, my
wow,
God.
Wow, wow.
That blows me away.
Yeah, because I guess just through the watering down of the gene pool through the ages, that we all have like 1%.
Sure.
One way or another. You know,
yeah.
You all go back
yeah.
to Adam or, you know, or however you think that goes.
Right.
Wow. Rachel, a friend of yours did the test and found out what?
So basically she found out that what she thought was her biological father wasn't, because she was born by like a sperm donation. And so she did this test and her mom was all like, "No, I don't think you have to do it." And she basically found out that she has a ton of half siblings, and what she thought was her real father, like obviously it's still her father, but not biological. And she has like a ton of brothers. She's met like 10 of them, I think, and they all have like kids and stuff.
Wow.
But it was a really crazy experience for her, just like a realization of like, what the heck, like, is my life a lie? Like, it was intense.
After hearing all of this, are you more inclined or not, or less inclined to do this now?
Less.
Me too.
I've already done it, 23andMe.
What'd you find out?
Well, I found out that I'm 2/3 Irish English, but it didn't go into that much in depth, and now I can't remember the passcode to get into my account.
Did you agree to submit yours, though, for, like, connection? Or
yeah. Like, how many kids have reached out?
Again, I don't know the password to my account, so who knows? I just hope that...
For real, you don't know, or you just conveniently forgot?
No, I really...
Because there's got to be a way to get the password.
No, I tried the other day, and because of this bit, I tried the other day. We talked about it, and I only use a couple of different passwords. I don't know what it is. My concern, though...
They won't email it to you?
As I try to go toward transitions toward a joke, I hope that they don't have 23andMe on this next season of Game of Thrones, because once Jon Snow finds out... ew!
Oh, my goodness. This is...
It really is amazing, isn't it?
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
By the way, Lil Jess has left a note on the screen. I was saving that for the end. You are so right. Yeah, Alexis, you took the test. You took the test. What blew your mind?
So, a little backstory. Facebook was actually the original 23andMe and Ancestry DNA.
Yep.
I actually found three sisters over Facebook. Imagine being raised with a twin sister and a little sister, and then you find out there's three more of you, and you're like, whoa. So my mom is like, okay, you have all these random sisters popping up. Let's do the Ancestry DNA. Let's see if there's any more out there. So we'd always joke and say, it's six and counting. But we just knew there was no way there could be any more of us. But then there were more. So we took our DNA test. Nothing out of the ordinary. A couple cousins popped up. And then this year, all of a sudden, a boy popped up. And I'm like, yeah, right. I have all these sisters. There's no way there's a boy. And he's like, no, I think I'm your brother. And he tells me the story, and of course, my DNA matches up. DNA does not lie.
No.
And I call my dad. I'm like, hey, do you ever like hook up with this lady? And does this ring a bell? And he's like, oh my gosh. Yeah, it does. I'm like, oh my goodness. You have a son and he's older than all of us. We all have a big brother. And he's like, what? And I was like, oh, he wanted a brother. What the heck is going on? And he's like, oh yeah, I do remember that. I didn't know like she got pregnant. I'm like, well, you have an entire 30-year-old son. Congratulations.
Oh my God.
So wow.
And he lives in Vegas. We have a lot of mutual friends.
Oh my goodness.
We've never crossed paths. Thank goodness I've never matched with him on Tinder. Goodness.
Oh my God.
We had that bit. Remember we had that. Remember that a year and a half ago they were trying to find the lost kid or whatever. Remember there was
second cousins or something.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Alexis, you're the best. Have a great day.
Wow, thanks.
Hey, this is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Friends of ours were doing Ancestry. They took the DNA test, found out that she's got a half-brother.
Yeah.
That nobody knew about.
Wow.
And they're going to meet next month.
How crazy.
We have gotten just fantastic stories. Spence found his password.
Yeah, I found it.
23andMe, you did?
Yeah, I did 23andMe, and I have a second cousin in Oregon, and it says we share like 4% DNA, which would mean possibly we have the same great-grandparents.
That's cool.
Wild. And so then can you opt to keep it private or?
Yeah, I don't have, I just opened up that option so I could see it. I hadn't been on the thing in 2 years or whatever. And now I can see a bunch of second, third, possibly fourth cousins all over the country.
But there are no little Spences running around that are.
Not that have taken the DNA test yet, Chet.
Understood.
Thank God.
Bro, I get you. Bobby will never look at grandma the same again. When did the DNA test blow your mind?
Last year, my mom did it for her birthday, and we found out that great-grandma Doris had slept around, and we did not know that.
Oh.
Doris.
To what degree?
So we were told, her husband was Native American, so we were told that we were Native Americans, even though, you know, we are fair-skinned and fair-haired and all that. So my mom did the Ancestry test and came back absolutely 0% Native American. I looked into it. She found out that great-grandma Doris, she had kids that were part Native American, but she also had a fair-skinned kid, which was my mom's dad. She had African-American children. She had children that she gave up for adoption, so that there are second and third cousins all over the place that we had no idea about.
Grandma Doris.
That is crazy.
Grandma Doris.
That great-grandma Doris was wild.
Yeah, man. Bobby, have a great day. Thank you.
Come on. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. Kayla's Showbiz
Smackdown. Well, hello there, little Jess.
Hola.
Oh, hola. And hola to you. Who's contestant number one today?
Brittany Stewart of Providence.
Well, hello, Brittany Stewart. Oh, from Lil Jess's neighborhood of Providence. I sense chicanery. I sense favoritism. I'm just saying. Maybe, maybe not. What's your buzzer going to be today, Brittany?
It's going to be ding-a-ling-ling.
Okay.
Wait a minute. So I'm sorry. Push your buzzer again really quick.
Ding-a-ling-ling.
Okay, good. Good. And contestant number two, Lil Jess?
Lisa Yamashita from Henderson.
Hello, Lisa Yamashita. What is your buzzer going to be?
It's going to be boom.
Excellent. Will you push your buzzer really quick?
Boom.
Excellent. All right. Spence will be the judge on who buzzes in first. He shall not be questioned. Are you still watching Pope videos?
No, I stopped watching the poke videos.
Right. I just want to make sure you're focused on the game.
Oh, I'm not kidding. I watched it again. Pope puts his hand out to shake, and then when they go to kiss it, he pulls it back.
Yeah.
Pope's like, not Pope.
Nope. It's
not Pope.
The whole thing you wanted Pope, nope.
Nope.
One of them, nope, Pope, nope. So that was the
you gotta
whole
see
reason.
It. It's really hilarious.
No, I think we spent plenty of time on that at this point. Kayla will be the asker of the questions, and here is question number one:
Who has reportedly been spending his nights in a hyperbaric therapy tube to help with oxygen levels? Is that Justin
Single
Bieber?
Okay.
Oh, that's Britt.
It's Justin Bieber.
And you totally took Kayla's spirit with your aggressive ring. She's like, oh, okay. I won't read the rest of it. It is Justin. Kayla was literally like, okay, I'm really sorry for this. Hey, by the way, do you think Justin Bieber will sleep better in a hyperbaric chamber? Not because he's getting the extra oxygen, but because if you're going to get into that thing, you're making an actual statement, declaration, and attempt to go to sleep.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
So you're actually going into the hyperbaric chamber, and you're going to sleep.
Yeah.
And that's why it works.
Makes sense.
Maybe, I don't know. One zip for Brittany. Here's question two.
So who went off on Instagram Live saying she used to drug guys and steal from them? Is it Cardi B, Iggy Azalea, or Rihanna?
Boom!
It's Lisa.
I'm going to say Cardi B.
Lisa's Bluetooth is about a half a second behind, which is really funny.
That's funny.
And did you, I'm sorry, and who did you say you were saying?
Cardi B.
Cardi B. And we are tied, heading to the all-important third and final question, so we'll only make it for one, just the same as the Golden Knights need to get into the playoffs.
Oh,
just one lousy point.
Which talk show host's husband's alleged mistress just gave birth in a Philadelphia hospital? Is that Ricky Lake?
Hey, Britt, confidently.
It's all good, girl, go.
It's Wendy Williams.
Is it Wendy Williams? I did not know this. Dramatic pause.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, it is. It's Wendy Williams. Sorry, Lisa. It's that.
It's okay.
It's your slow Bluetooth that I think got you. I think it did. You know, I'd go immediately to a Metro by T-Mobile store and get a new one.
Okay.
All right, we'll see.
This Wendy Williams story is crazy. They're saying that, like, this is part of the reason why she developed the alcoholism and all that stuff. Because her husband of 25 years allegedly has a mistress, and mistress just gave birth at a Philadelphia hospital. Although they're like, we have no confirmation. They're like, a lot of sources are like, yeah.
You can get confirmation easy enough. Ancestry.com. From what we've understood, even while he's there, somebody's taking blood from somebody. They could find out. Brittany, congratulations. Michael Carbonaro tickets for this Friday at the Terry Fader Theater. And even more importantly than that, Brittany Stewart from Providence is today's champion of
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
The greatest person in the world and final exam are next. But first,
that is so random.
Jeff Buchanan's 60 Seconds of Randoms.
I am tempted to get Spence's mother on the phone because Barry Manilow is a fraud.
Oh, I love you, Barry Manilow.
Don't you say that
He's
at all.
He's a liar. Your mother loves Barry Manilow. I love Barry Manilow. How do you not love Barry Manilow? If you don't love Barry Manilow, I can't trust you very much. But I don't trust him either.
Okay.
I don't.
I write the songs that make the whole world sing.
I write the songs that make the whole world sing.
I write the songs of love and space.
I write the songs of love and special things.
I write the songs that make the young
I write the songs make
cry.
The young girls cry.
I write the songs.
I write the songs.
Okay.
You didn't write Jack. You didn't write that song. Barry Manilow
did. I thought he didn't.
Liar.
No, Barry Manilow didn't write that song.
Who wrote it?
This is Bruce Johnston of the Beach Boys.
No way.
But isn't that funny? If there was one song, and Barry Manilow, very prolific, wrote a ton of commercial jingles that are still in use to this day, like 50 years later, whatever, McDonald's, you deserve a break today.
Yeah.
So, that old thing that they'll haul out every once in a while. All of that kind of stuff. Barry Manilow did not write that song.
That's funny.
God bless you. Go see him at the Westgate coming soon. With more than 10 million people, L.A. County has a larger population than 40 of the 50 states of this great union of ours.
Oh, wow.
No way.
Including this state.
Yeah. Possibly. I would think so, yeah. Why, how many we got? Probably like
close to three.
I was like maybe eight. Nope, three. Yeah,
we have
like
2.2 here, right? Yeah. Isn't that right? Yeah.
Yeah, so. And there's 28 people in Ely.
Okay, of course.
And then 75 in Reno.
Six in Lincoln.
Do we count the farm animals too? No, like cows and sheep and all that stuff. No, because
because they're not human.
Just wouldn't make sure. So.
Those aren't people.
Yeah.
I know what you're getting at. Just because
that's why we don't count most of Reno. That's accurate, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
During World War II, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Philadelphia Eagles both had so many players go off to war that they just were like, all right, 1943, we're merging. What do we call it? Are we going to be the Steelers or the Eagles? Neither. They were the Steagles. They won 5 games, did not make the playoffs.
Okay.
If you wanted to, I said it was a states and counties version of the randoms, you could fit 75 New Jerseys, if you wanted to, into Alaska. 75 New Jersey would fit into the landmass of Alaska.
Wow.
Alaska also bigger than Texas, California, and Montana all put together, all would fit in Alaska.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Truth. By the way, just again, our top story today. Son of a bee didn't write that song. You're right, Jack. Well, I mean, he wrote a lot of other stuff, but not that.
Not that particular.
And Ben and Jerry picked ice cream because it was the cheaper option. And thank God they did.
Yeah.
Had they gotten into the business that they originally wanted to, it would have been Ben and Jerry's Bagels. They wanted to be in the bagel business, but ice cream was cheaper.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. The greatest person
in the world.
In the world.
So, Kayla, what are you going to do?
I'm still going to give it to my oldest. I'm going to give the greatest person in the world to my oldest brother. Need to clarify that real quick.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You are from Florida.
Yeah, exactly. He's actually in class right now. So, Bo Cephas James. Guys, fun facts about my brother that I learned this morning texting my mom. Do you guys know that we are exactly 665 days apart to the minute? Exactly 665 days apart.
Really?
Learned that this morning. We were both born at 11:42 in the morning, and we were exactly the same weight, 5 pounds, 14 ounces.
Wow.
Learning all this fun stuff. I'm like, how have I gone 30 years and never known that about my brother?
And he's older than you?
He is. He's a little less than 2 years older than me.
So, yeah, you said 665 days. I could have done the math.
Technically, yesterday was his birthday. However, it was busy, and I forgot to call him. I know I'm a bad sister, but I definitely wanted to acknowledge him today.
Did he call you on yours?
Yes, he did.
Oh, damn it.
I know. He's a good big brother. I do love to give him a lot of garbage, but he is a good big brother. So can we give the happy birthday song?
Oh, my God, of course.
Ready?
Ready. Happy birthday from all of us to you.
We wish it was our birthday so we can party too.
Hey!
So, Bo Cephas James, today you is.
Oh, no, the reason why we do that is because when we get fired in November, we are ready to go at Applebee's.
Exactly.
We're ready.
The greatest person in the world.
We're ready right now. I'm already amassing flair.
Nice.
I am. I'm not kidding. Spence is standing up, paper in hand. Look out.
This goes under the no good deed goes unpunished file. I'm sure you saw this, that a guy named Maurice German, who's a very popular cell phone company employee. I won't say the name of the company.
Yes, sir.
Earlier this month, he was on the job. He saw a cat that had climbed up a telephone pole. It was stuck there. Cat owner said that the cat had been up there for 12 hours. And since the cell phone company guy had one of those trucks with a basket on a crane, similar to what NV Energy does to put Chet atop the scaffold at Toy Drive.
Truth.
He could reach the top of the pole. He went up there to save the cat. And to celebrate that act of heroism, this popular cell phone company that starts with a V has now suspended him for 3 weeks. They suspended the guy for misuse of his truck, which is a safety risk. He potentially put his life and those around him in jeopardy, even though I would assume he knows how to operate said truck.
Yes.
And that's why they hire him to do such things. Now, of course, the company is getting all matter of hate social media, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
The positive side of it is there is a GoFundMe set up that you can donate to help cover this guy's 3-week suspension.
Without pay?
Without pay.
Mm.
So after I switch cell phone companies later today, I want to say, Maurice German, what's right is right, and good for you. You is
the greatest person in the world.
Similar story. Elderly guy in Virginia almost died in a house fire on Friday night. Luckily, his neighbor is a firefighter. Pulled him out of that burning house and saved his life. Right place, right time.
I helped him get into bed and get him in the house. I told him I'd come back, you know, in a little while and check on him. So I took a few steps towards the house, and that's when I noticed the classic mini blinds actually had fallen inside the kitchen, and the kitchen was on fire at that point. It was a ton of smoke. It was hot, but we were down as low as I could go, and we came down the porch and went to the front yard. Talked to the burn unit this afternoon, and he is actually in stable condition, so that was good news. Never crossed my mind not to go in. I don't know. Maybe it should have, but it didn't. I hope nobody ever has to do it, but if you do, I hope you have some knowledge and some instinct to pull back on, because that's the only thing to save it, I can tell you.
Don't you get the idea that this guy's excruciatingly good looking?
He does.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Like somehow this is all going to go viral and he's going to end up being not the next Bachelor, but the one after that.
He's got like deep piercing eyes.
Don't you get the idea? He's got a tan because he works outside.
Absolutely.
You know, he's a firefighter and he's got those just like
the right amount of ab. Not like dad bod and not like Cristiano Ronaldo abs. Like he's got the right amount of abs, you know? Is that too much? I'm sorry.
No, I don't know.
Hey, well, let's just put this. He can comfortably go outside without a shirt on and not feel embarrassed.
He's got Siberian husky eyes. Know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
I guarantee. So, you excruciatingly good-looking lifesaver, you just might be.
The
greatest person in the world.
Batting cleanup. I believe this is Little Jess's first time batting cleanup on the greatest person in the world.
Oh, gosh, the pressure.
Yeah, sure.
I'm not going to be able to come through, though.
No, I'll bet not.
There's nothing.
I mean, ooh, because it's way.
You're going to do it.
Because, ooh, it's too much.
It is. I think you got it. There's nothing more that I love than a team player. And I got to give this one to our coworker, Omari, DJ O, for having my back this morning. Ran a little bit late.
What?
And I know that can definitely piss someone off, especially when they've been working an overnight shift.
Oh, yeah. And Omari, he don't want to hear that.
Yeah, he wants to go home. But no, he was a joy. Said, no problem. I'll get you set up. All good. Be safe. So, DJ O, you is...
Yeah, I just...
The greatest person in the world. Listen more and win more. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
Wait. Everybody go into secret mode. Who's on the phone?
Jessica Lombardo.
Oh, really? Is your real name.
You guys...
Hi.
What part of town are you from?
North Town. Hey.
Hey.
Good morning. I love you guys.
We love you back. But for somebody who's trying to be so secret and not get fired at work, you're being awful loud right now.
I snuck out.
Good for you. Really quick, if you were to want yourself, and being that you're in North Town, you're not too far away, if you wanted to get yourself a free Chet Buchanan Show shirt today, where would you do it?
So, Raising Cane's show.
And then her phone cut.
Mm-hmm.
I believe she said Raising Cane's. Was she saying Charleston?
She said Charleston.
Charleston and Nellis. Yeah,
there 4, it
four
is.
To 6 today, huh?
Of course.
Are you going to be able to come by?
Yeah, I get out of 4, actually, so I'll swing right by. You're right down the block.
Oh, excellent. What size shall I? Oh, that's a personal question. I'll ask you off the air. I'll save you one, okay?
Thank you.
And you also have to. You can wear it to the Tapped In, a craft beer and golf experience at Topgolf this Friday. That's gonna be.
Thank you.
So
that's gonna be so good. All right, so I'll see you in a few hours.
Thank you. I love you guys. Love the morning.
Love you.
Oh, old school even. So she that's legit. She loves.
I love her energy.
I know. I'm kind of scared. Mm-hmm. like I'm gonna get a hug and I'm gonna have to go to the chiropractor after.
At least you'll recognize her.
Or I won't. Do we know her?
No, when she does, when she gives you all that energy.
Oh, yeah. We'll know.
Yeah, right?
No, for sure, we'll know. 4 to 6 this afternoon, there's a new Raising Cane's. It should open, I want to say it opened at 9 o'clock this morning.
All right.
On the very first day of a new Raising Cane's, Charleston and Nellis, Nellis and Charleston. And we will see you there. Thank you to our friends at Meineke, home of the 1995 oil change. What? That is right. 1995. It says run, don't walk to Meineke now. I would take the car because it's an oil change.
Yes.
For $19.95.
Awkward if you don't have it.
It's good, right? We got everything?
Okay, yeah.
You're holding papers in your hand.
Nope, we're all good.
I get concerned whenever Caleb picks up the papers. That means there's something that's supposed to happen. Oh, and now she's put them down with a flourish.
No papers in hand.
That means we're done.
Go.
All right, then. We'll see you tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much. Come on,
P1. Come on. Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5.
Yeah. KLQC. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.